And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
LGBT plaintiffs reached a settlement with state officials last week in their lawsuit challenging the successor law to North Carolina's infamous discrimination law, HB 2. The settlement language prohibits the state from acting to, quote, bar, prohibit, block, deter, or impede any transgender individuals from using public facilities under any executive branch defendant's control or supervision in accordance with the transgender individual's gender identity. Though the settlement represents an important step forward in the battle to bring true equality to LGBT people, there's still a long way to go. As Kendra Johnson of Equality North Carolina observed, quote, the settlement is a cause for celebration and a step in the right direction, but it only goes so far to protect the lives and safety of trans people in the state. The real solution, Johnson and other advocates rightfully point out, is for North Carolina to follow the lead of numerous other states and hundreds of local governments by enacting comprehensive anti-discrimination laws that assure that no one in our state is ever again denied basic human rights because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.